All right, well, there is a lot going on in our area. Certainly, Cranes Detroit business is all over it. And our Cranes interview this morning brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. We welcome in Mike Lee. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year, Chris. How are you?
We're well. We're excited it's 2026. And as we look forward to what we can expect this year, maybe the buzzword in Michigan will be data centers going forward.
I think that's the case. I think it's going to be a major topic of discussion all year. We took a look around the state at the various data centers that have been proposed, the massive storehouses of computing power that the artificial intelligence industry is building at a rapid pace. We cataloged at least 11 pretty major proposals. Obviously, the one in Saline Township has gotten the vast amount of attention, but there are others as nearly as big. And it's unclear how many might be in the works that haven't come to public light yet. There's a big one in Lyon Township called Project Flex that passed the Township Planning Commission about 2 months before it came to any real other public attention or any media attention. The data centers are controversial because they do use a massive amount of power. Any one of them would immediately become the largest user of electricity in the state, any one of the major proposals. And they're going to be a political football this year, I think. I know Mike Duggan has already addressed it a little bit with some skepticism in his run for governor, and I think you'll hear more of that. Every one of these proposals seems to bring out residents in droves. Opposing it. There's just this almost reflexive opposition out there. People are worried about power usage. They use a lot of water, too, to keep the computers cool. But I think there's also a chunk of that opposition that is, you know, really expressing kind of a wariness on artificial intelligence. I think that's remains to be seen how that will work out. At the same time, backers of the data centers and obviously the people who are proposing them say, you know, this technology is the future, whether you like it or not. And it makes sense for Michigan to claim its chunk of it. So we will, I'm sure you will be hearing a lot more about data centers as 2026 gets underway.
Mike, Michigan marijuana, boy, it was doing well at first, but now they're just trying to survive. A lot of different aspects that are kind of making it an imperfect storm.
Absolutely, imperfect storm. I like that. The Michigan obviously had a kind of a gold rush in the cannabis business since legalization in 2019. But right now, the industry is in a very rough place. The prices, which have been falling for a long time, have continued to fall because there's just a huge oversupply. And now that we have slapped a 24% wholesale tax on cannabis products that started on January 1st, it's just another big obstacle to profitability for these companies, which were already struggling. And on top of that, people are buying less weed. Just overall, sales are projected to have fallen, I believe, for the first time since legalization in 2025. And that's a national trend. The sales in most states, marijuana industry, or businesses are falling. Interesting wrinkle, Ohio recently made out-of-state marijuana purchases illegal to protect their own marijuana companies. So some of that cross-border trade Michigan's weed shops do is may be going away. There's one bright spot. President Trump's move to reschedule marijuana to a less drastic kind of drug on the DEA scale will probably allow the companies to deduct business expenses from their taxes, which every company can do except for weed companies, which haven't been able to do it because of the federal illegality of it. So that's one bright spot, but how soon that will happen and when that will help the companies is really up in the air. So that industry is in a tough spot right now.
And meanwhile, Mike, a new CEO of Bedrock and the company sort of pivoting.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert's a bedrock, obviously the dominant real estate owner in downtown Detroit. At the beginning of December, named Jared Fleischer, its new CEO. Fleischer is a longtime government relations lobbyist, lieutenant for Dan. And he's now going to head up the real estate efforts. And he's really, they're pivoting in a new direction, really almost literally. They've spent the last roughly 15 years redeveloping and re-energizing the Woodward Avenue corridor, the north-south corridor, and now they are looking to pivot to the riverfront and west to east with the Rensen redevelopment as sort of the centerpiece and the spark for what they envision further on down the river. Gilbert owns a fair amount of properties along the riverfront already. But sees a whole lot of he and Bedrock see a whole lot of potential in the riverfront. Obviously, the Rensen proposal is still pending help from Lansing that they're seeking, but it's consequential that this company is starting to put its full attention on the riverfront as it finishes off the Hudson's Detroit building and some other Woodward area projects.
Mike Lee, always appreciate catching up on a Monday and for the first time this new year. Appreciate you as always.
Happy New Year.
Yep, you too. Meanwhile, we do have a new mayor here in the city of Detroit. How about that?
We do. Mary Sheffield was sworn in over the holiday on January 1st. Now, there's going to be a public swearing in this week, but mm-hmm. the official swearing in. And she's keeping a lot of people as well. Some major players that were in the Duggan administration. Mm-hmm. She's keeping them, and she says these leaders bring deep institutional knowledge and proven results. The fire chief is going to be is going to stay with her. Also, of course, the police chief. Also, the financial CFO person will be there as well. Some people in communications will be staying with her as well. So she's keeping some very special people who did very good things in the Duggan administration around to help her in her administration.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be good to keep some continuity in some of those cases. I mean, corporate counsel, things like that sticking on. So
yeah,
here we go. It's the Sheffield era.
It's the Sheffield era.
It is. No more mayor-elect.
No more mayor-elect. Mike Duggan now the former.
Former mayor running for governor as an independent.
It is wild. And look, this year, I mean, again, Mike Duggan entering the gubernatorial race as an independent was a seismic shakeup.
Sure.
Right? And now we're going to see how beneficial that's going to be for him.
Yeah, because the work really gets started now.
Well, work really gets, yeah, now it's the Omen's yeah. work. Now he's got nothing else tying him down.
That's right.
So now it's full steam ahead for Mike Duggan. How do the Venezuelan people feel about the United States' actions in Caracas? We'll talk about it next on Jeremy.